Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me.
To our international partners. Good morning, America. Good morning to our local listeners, our statewide listeners, our ADM family. We just want to sit and say that we love you, but God loves us most. And if you listen to that song this morning, it just blessed my soul just a little bit that I heard, because it lets me know that God understands. He understands, and he's given us one more chance to get things right, one more chance to just be in his presence, one more chance to just call on the name of Jesus, one more chance for you to understand that he would never leave you nor forsake you, one more chance that you can sit and make Jesus the head of your life, one more chance. Just one more chance for us to just love one another as Christ loved us. One more chance. One more chance to ask God to please forgive us for all our sins. Just one more chance. Because God truly understands. He knows everything. He's the man with the master plan. And without him, we're merely nothing. So we stay on this morning. God, we thank you for that one more chance, Father God. God, we just, this morning, we just use our time while we're in your presence, Father, decreeing and declaring, Lord Jesus, that one more chance, the one more chance that you've given us, Father God, that we will use it, Lord Jesus, to make a difference in our lives, to make a difference in our day, Father God. We decree and declare on today, Father God, that we shall be victorious, Father God. We decree and declare this morning, Father God, that we shall walk over every obstacle, Father God, every roadblock, Father God, every vain imagination, Lord Jesus, the terrors that's flying by day and night, Father God. We will walk through them, Father God. We will cast them down. We will pull them down, Father God, so we can get to that one more chance that you have offered us, Father God. And we just thank you this morning on this glorious day. Mother Jackson, will you please bless us this morning with a prayer?
All will be done. Times, I will be God on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you almost. I know how, God. I'm just as a little child, God. Bow down, God, this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy, your name up high. In the name of Jesus, this morning, God, I come to you, God, with everything that I have, God. Holy Ghost, shut me there. Oh, God, just give me faith one more time, God. Give me the glory, God, almost shut, God. No matter how I feel, how about shut, God. But I realize it's not all about me, God. It's about you this morning, God. I ask that you lift my truth and bring it up to you, God. In the name of Jesus, the most shut, God. God, I lift my truth and bring it up to you, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that we be shut to you. In the name of Jesus, the most good, God, that we can live like you, God, that we can walk like you, God. In the name of Jesus, the most God, God, we pray out this morning, God. God, Father, with our whole heart, thank you, God, all of our seven, the most good, God. You know, there's no opportunity for you, God. We know we don't think without you, Lord, in the most God, God. We cannot be without you, Lord. We need you in our lives, God. Hand, Lord, God, to be the leaders and the guidance, God. We get your word, God. Bring it our heart, brethren, our heart, God. That we know your word, God. That we can clear our lives, that we can put out your word, God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, come this morning, God. As we do, Lord, I give all the compassion, the Lord, come to this God. Oh, the man of God, God, I give it unto people's wives. You want to be Jesus. Nothing in the name of Jesus, God, and each and every one of you, God. God, we ask you today, God, to call your word, God. Oh, burn up everything that's not like you in our lives, God. Burn it up.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We magnify your name, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, because we didn't have to be here this morning, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. And, Lord, we just want to add to that prayer, Father God, about the prejudice that's in this land, the police brutality, the things that do not have to be, Lord Jesus. But we know, Father God, that you are in control of all things. And that's the beauty of it, Father God. And you have each and every person that's on this phone right now in your safety place, Father God. We do not, though we walk through the shadow of death, Father God, we know that your rod and staff, Father God, is with us. It's covering us. It's fighting for us, Father God. It's just right here. We're right here, Lord, in your presence, Father God. And we just thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. As we come before your throne today, Lord Jesus, we ask, Father God, that we decrease, Lord Jesus, and that you increase, Father God, that you speak continuously, Father God, feed our spirits, Father God. We thank you on this morning, Lord, and as we have been sitting, thanks to God, still moving on, still learning what God has for us in this season, and it is for a reason, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for the man of God, Father God, that you are continuously pouring into, Father God. We thank you for his obedience, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the time that he has set apart, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the genuineness, Father God, the faithfulness, Father God, and Lord Jesus, that he just keeps marching on, Father. So, Lord, we just ask you to continue to pour into him, Father God. Anything that's leaving out, Father God, the virtue, the love, the peace, the joy, Father God, the understanding, Lord. Sometimes the tears, Father God, that he has to cry to cover his people, Father God. We ask you to replenish it, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, because we are in a season, Lord Jesus, that we want to learn, Father God. We want more of you, Father God. We want, Father God, to be in a place, Lord Jesus, where we can receive and apply, Father God, your word into our lives so we can reap the benefits, Lord, that you have predestined us for. And as we continue on this week, today we, God placed on our spirits to speak about forgiveness, because we realize that that is an essential key, a part of our life. We're learning that it is a way of life. It's a way of life that we need to apply in order to get into the kingdom, in order for us to conduct our kingdom business. It is a must. It is a way. If you do not have forgiveness in your heart, that means that you are not one with Christ. Forgiveness is the important, one of the most important keys to unlock the doors, unlock the access way, unlock all the things that has been hindering you, to take off heavy baggage, anything that's holding you down. We know that true forgiveness, in order for it to take place, you have to, you must. I like to use the word must because it's a mandate. You have to take pride. Say that again. Take pride out of your life. There's no way, no place in God's kingdom that pride is there. And as we were learning, as we have been learning, the things that God has us talking about, it's just a refresher. It's things that we, places where we should always be. But we do know that we all fall short of his. We all fall short. We all. So therefore, that's why God has given us the opportunity, one more chance. Well, we can come before him and ask for forgiveness. We know that forgiving others, it's a prerequisite. It's for our own prerequisites for our own forgiveness. And as I said, forgiveness is a way of life. God forgive us every time that we ask him. The word of God, Matthew 6:14, says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So let's break that down in layman terms on today's level. Basically, If you are walking around forgiven heart, resentment, bitterness, hatred, anger, the cycle just continues to go on and on and on. But you know that you have people that may have been hurt you or wronged you 20 plus years. They could have wronged you just a minute ago. What you need to understand, when you go before God and you ask God to forgive you, he's not the script. This is not Evangelist Elect saying this. This is what the scripture says, that God will not forgive you of your trespasses. So that right there should have been a mic dropper. It should have been, well, okay, I'm sitting here and I'm saying that I'm forgiving this person, but in reality, I'm not. Let's go there. You can sit and speak the words out of your mouth, I forgive you, but then you know deep within you don't. The wind could blow the wrong way, sit and come back and start talking about what this person has done to you. You could see the person, and it brings back up what that person has done to you. But what we must remember through it all, God gave his only forgotten son, and he forgave us our sins, died on the cross for him, with him. And that's what God saving his mercy, his grace came into place to give us that one more chance. And I would like to sit and say this. We don't know the day nor the hour. So you can be in the midst. You can sit and try to put something off and sit and say, I'm going to pick up the phone and I'm going to call my cousin tomorrow and sit and ask them to forgive me, because that's what God laid on my heart. When God lays something on your heart or in your spirit, you need to do it right then and there, because you can be in the midst on the phone, calling and say, I forgive. And guess what? You gone. It's over. You never got it out. You never was able to sit and say, forgive me. And you may have been with a redemptive mind. You may have been to the point that you truly forgave that person, because you have been given the opportunity to become one as Christ. And we know when Christ walked this earth, he walked it with love. He walked it with peace. He had to have a forgiving heart. He would walk into Jerusalem. They would sit and throw stuff at him. But you know what? He wasn't bothered. He was not bothered, because he walked in love. He walked with forgiveness. He did not sit. He realized that those people had a lack of, they were in the darkness. That's why he had to come and bring the light. And when that light turns on, forgiveness should be one of the first things. And another thing that I have learned, we must forgive ourselves. We are our number one enemy. If I can't have forgiveness in my heart, that I can't expect to forgive someone else. We must understand that we do sin daily, things that we know of and some things that we don't. But when you repetitively do the same thing over and over and over with a knowing that you're doing it, with a knowing that it's not Christ-like, with a knowing that you are sinning against God, let's talk about that. When you sin it, you're not sinning against your spouse. You're not sinning against your neighbor. You are sinning against God. God has set his commandments. God has put in place his expectations, exactly what he wants, explicit instructions. He tells us what to do, how we are to love. The word says to love me is to obey my commandments. Those commandments have been set in place. So each and every time you choose to be a liar, a thief, a cheater, an adulterer, whatever it is, you are sinning against God. You are not hurting anyone. You are hurting God. And then secondly, you are hurting yourself. Because when God gave us that grace, he gave us an opportunity, that one more chance for us to have eternal life. Just reach out and grab it. He gave you a choice. And in that choice, that forgiveness comes in. Let forgiveness be a major part of your life. Ephesians 4:32 says, instead be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Even in the Lord's Prayer, it says, forgive us our sins as we forgive those that sins against us. God forgives us solely on the basis of mercy. That's why he forgives us, because that mercy, once we understand God's mercy, then we understand, we learn to be like him. And as I said before, once you become one with Christ, then forgiveness becomes a part of you. If you continue to walk around with all of that cleanliness, unhealthiness, forgiveness causes stroke. Forgiveness causes heart attack. Forgiveness causes you to wear yourself thin. Unforgiveness causes all of these things. It causes you to walk around weary where you should be joyful. It causes you to walk around heavy where you should be on your feet as light as a deer. It causes you to have anger when you should have love. Forgiveness is the key, one component to unlock the door where you can have peace, prosperity, a healthy way of living. We don't have to sit and walk and harbor ugly feelings. Every time we get mad, we come back and we bring up yesterday news. God gives us an opportunity, a newness. Every second is a newness. In that newness, exercise, as my sister say, that muscle of forgiveness. Because when you go to God and you have forgiven those that have harmed you, then he's forgiven you. So I want you to understand that. You can sit and say, well, I did this and I did that. No. Understand, I spoke to God about it. Yeah, you spoke to him about it. But did you forgive? Were you in a place where you had forgave other people? Or are you still in that same place? Not moving, not progressing in life, just standing still because you refuse to take pride out of your life. You refuse to let go God, who has a better life for you, who knows what the plans that he has for you. So on today, I sit and tell you to exercise the muscle of forgiveness, because God has given you an opportunity, a free will, a choice to forgive people so you can obtain the forgiveness that he has for you. If you hold on to it, I don't care how many prayers you say, I don't care how many times you say, Father, forgive those who trespasses against me. If you haven't forgave them and you holding it in your heart, it falls. He hears it, but there's no action. See, forgiveness is an action word. It's something that you have to do. It's like Apostle Temple, a transformation takes place. If something happens, you don't stay the same. That wheel goes to rolling. It goes to rolling, and when wheels go to rolling, things start to move. Things start to move, and we're moving. So that's what you need to do with that forgiveness. Sister Monica, I'm going to turn it over to you at this time.
Good morning, everyone. My heart is heavy, and And God is speaking to me right now, you guys. And forgiveness was not chosen on this morning by chance, everyone. God is speaking to me right now, and he's telling me to let everyone know that he hears our pain. He hears what we're going through. He understands that we are suffering and that we are crying out to him, and he hears our cry. But his answer to us today, on right now, on what's going on in society and whatever may be going on in your personal life, he said the answer is forgiveness. Forgiving is the way. And he says that he wants us to make this first step in healing ourselves and not suffering in this pain by forgiving others. And that it does not mean that we consent to the pain that has, to the act or whatever has transpired against us when we were wrong. He says that forgiveness means that we are to let go of the hatred and pain, and instead of allowing it to eat us up, that we move into a place where we can deal with whatever's going on and God can heal us. See, to forgive avoids thoughts of being wrong continually going through your mind. Forgiveness allows us to trust the power of forgiveness to heal, and that the hurt and the pain will not be just a reoccurring emotion, and it won't be a suffering, a pain, or a thorn in our side, but it will actually be a higher level of unconditional love. See, God is saying that true forgiveness is true love, and that we shouldn't be dwelling on whether or not the person earned the gift of forgiveness that wronged us, or the system or whatever entity that is wronging us, but we are to give it as a gift. That forgiveness is given away. That it's not earned. It is a gift, and it's a gift that shows a very, very high level of conditional love. And it's very difficult to forgive a perpetrator who's done wrong to you. It does go against the human nature. It doesn't make sense. It does seem unnatural, but God is saying that this is the way. This is how we cope. This is how we begin to heal. But we must look at the bigger picture of forgiveness, and it will aid us in our emotional welfare. It won't just merely grant the other person a pardon. It actually frees us. See, there's times where people will have so much emotion, so many negative emotions and illnesses that they don't realize that they are carrying around a toxic and a destructive emotion as a result of the pain that they're feeling from someone that has wronged them, that they are really actually carrying around a tumor in their body. And this can activate diseases, and it can actually give you a physical manifestation of illness. So we must remove this tumor of unforgiveness from our spirit. We must remove this tumor and begin to heal and to begin to move forward and not resonate in the past, but look for a better future. God's forgiveness occurs that it's a choice to let go of resentment and to not seek revenge, or even though the people that have wronged us do not deserve it. He says that we are still to choose this choice, to choose, to make a conscious decision to choose because the person or the prisoner that we set free, we're setting free, but we must realize that prisoner we're setting free with forgiveness is ourselves. We are that prisoner that's being set free. It's not about the person that wronged us. It's not about what someone else is doing to us currently. They may not even receive our forgiveness. They may not even be conscious of our choice to live and move forward in God's word. Because God tells us so, we actually have to have this unforgiveness in a place where we don't even realize we're unforgiving. We must get it out of the way. And how do we do that? We ask God. We seek God. We ask God to give us the remembrance or to reveal who we may not even remember that we have unforgiveness for. So when we ask God for this remembrance of who we may not forgive, we're doing it so that we can actually make a conscious decision to forgive each and every one of them. Remember, there are people in our lives that may have caused us pain and hurt that we must forgive that aren't even living right now, everyone. There are people that may be from your past or somebody that you have no contact with whatsoever, and that you forgot about where they are and you know, what kind of situation it was, but you're still walking around with a baggage of pain. And God is saying that we must choose forgiveness so that he can work on our hearts. And at the end of the day, forgiveness is not really for the other person's benefit at all. It's for our own. So regardless of how crazy it seems, and through unforgiveness, we surrender to the past, and we enter into the present. We're freeing ourselves to stand in God's infinite light that knows how to heal and stand on our deepest and most painful wounds. We stand in the light that God has given us to heal us the deepest painful wounds of not being able to cope with the pain we're feeling. He's a healer. He says that he will heal, and this is the start, people, that he's going to start healing people in a place of forgiveness, and then you will be set free. He hears our cries. He's answering our cries. He's been answering our cries, but you got to hear the answer. And the answer on today is we must begin by forgiving. It's a process, and it's not going to happen in one day. It may take you several weeks. It may take you several months. It may even take us several years, but we have to have the heart and mind to hear God's answer. His medicine, his healing starts with us allowing and saying, yes, we forgive. With that, sister, I'll turn it back over to you, and I pray that everyone that was in the sound of my voice heard what God has spoken on this morning through my sister and myself, because forgiveness is not just a thing. It is God's answer to our pain and prayers.
Amen. Amen. And yes, it is. Apostle Temple, we're going to turn it over to you. Good morning.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning, families and friends, international, all over the world. Amen. What a topic that is really being talked about, especially of the things that is going on all over the world. What a topic. And I just want to weigh in on some of the things, especially pertaining to forgiveness and things that as we move forth in the forgiveness and Minister Let Monica, she really hit it, especially about forgiveness is for you. It's not for them. It's really for you. And one thing, it's different forms of forgiveness. It's different forms. Forgiveness also displays in multiple and different types of ways. And a lot of times it deals with an individual personality, an individual character, how forgiveness may display. Because the way I display the forgiveness, you might not display forgiveness, but we all have the same common denominator, and that is to forgive. Now, because of we forgive individuals and because of and this is why I really want people to understand, because you probably have forgiveness in your heart for individuals and you forgive individuals, that doesn't mean you forget. That doesn't mean you forget. And what happened is because of forgiveness, you know, I probably still have remembrance in me of certain situations, but that remembrance doesn't control me. It doesn't control me or want me to bring judgment or want me to take matters in my own hands against you. I don't allow it to control. When I mean by control, you know, because a lot of times when people go into a place where they got stuff in their heart and they ain't forgive, they build up bitterness. They build up resentment. You know, they build up these different things. So now unforgiveness have control over you. Amen. But that still doesn't, and we have to understand, you know, we don't want to go that way, you know, but I still have to use wisdom with individuals, even though you forgive, but it's also, even if it's myself or if it's you, it's still consequences, because basically when I say I forgive you, I'm basically saying that I turn you over to the Lord and the Lord fight my battles. You know, I forgive you, you know, I turn you over to the Lord. and I don't have anything to do with it, because it is a thing, and we need to understand this. And this is why the Lord wants you to don't take matters in your own hands or put it in your heart. It's a thing called whatever a man soweth, a man shall reap it. And in the kingdom of God, you know, that's the principle that's the principle that God's telling you, don't you worry about it. Because at the end of the day, whatever a man soweth, a man reap it. I'm not saying that we're trying to go tip for tab. I want you to feel my pain, what you caused to me, and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, no, that's a law. You know, that's a law. Because at the end of the day, people prosperity, people walk, you know, it depends on their self. And I'm sorry, it's no way you can begin to put down somebody or hurt somebody or wrong somebody, and yet you want to inquire the things in God without God checking you. Amen. And Minister Nita, Evangelist Elect, she really shared the scripture where the scripture says, well, if you forgive your brother, you forgive, if you bring forgiveness, your father will bring forgiveness. But if you don't bring forgiveness, your father ain't going to bring forgiveness. But what about this here? I remember, you know, as they were sharing, they also said, you know, you got to also forgive yourself. What if you don't even forgive yourself, but yet you want to go to the Father and ask him and inquire him and begin to move on your spiritual life like everything is fine? Somebody talked to me this morning. Amen. And, you know, and some of us, we probably feel like, God, you don't left me. God, you don't rejected me. God, you know. No, God, now scripture declares, if you have an ought against your brother, go to him. God is not a God going to put something in scripture or have a structure that he doesn't follow. He's a man that he shall not lie, nor the son of man that he shall not repent. So in other words, God said, listen, I got an issue with you because you got some stuff that you still allow somebody to control you years and years ago, and I already told you that I got this. See, a lot of time when people don't walk in forgiveness because they still trying to handle the situation themselves. I declare and decree that you don't go and no longer to handle situation yourself, or you don't want, amen, bring forth the wrath or bring forth consequences that you feel as though man should have. Amen. How many of us probably brought ought to individuals that we did not know we brought ought to? We did not know we said something wrong to. Amen. They didn't know that you was in a certain place or you're feeling something place. You overwhelmed. You got all this going on in your life. You got going to the left. You going to the right. This pulling you over here. That pulling you over here. Then you came and wronged somebody. Amen. And we have to practice this. We have to practice forgiveness. In other words, I'm not going to allow what you say. I'm not going to allow what you do to control my God Almighty, my walk with the Lord, or my assignment with you, my purpose here on earth, or you're not going to control my feelings, my emotions, my peace, my happiness. You are not going to control the core value, my character that is in the kingdom. I'm not going to allow you to do it. And we got to take a stand. You got to take a stand, especially with the police brutality that is going all over the world. Racism, this is not something that is new, my God, everything that is going on over the world. But basically what I'm saying is we're going to stand up for our rights. We're going to stand up and say no, because when you forgive, that doesn't mean you got to allow people to walk over you. Amen. You got to stand up. No, 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 no. Other words, I'm not going to do it into a way to where I'm committing sin. I'm not going to do things in a way to where I'm doing crime. I'm not going to do it into a way to where I'm going against the laws of the land or the structure, but I'm going to do it in a way and tell you, no, 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 it's not going to work. Amen. No, no, no. And when we learn how to take a stand for our life and be vocal, amen, and be vocal how we feel, get this stuff cleaned out. A lot of times people that have unforgiveness, they pile stuff in their life. They do not be vocal about their feelings. They do not be vocal about different things. And you got to understand, because you vocal, that doesn't mean the individual on the other end may or may not receive it. They probably won't even receive it. And you got to understand that it's okay okay that if an individual don't want to receive what I have to say or receive how I feel, it's okay, but it's just for me to release it. It ain't about, you know, if you accept it or don't accept it. It ain't about if you see what I see. No, it's about me just want to get it out. I declare and decree that you as a body of Christ and walking in the kingdom of God, you are not going to walk around with issues in your heart, things in your heart, different things that you allow people to control you because how they feel, the spirit of fear, you because of boldness that is not backing you up. Either you're going to walk with boldness, you're going to begin to speak, you're going to say no is no, you're going to put your foot down, say I'm not, no, no, you're not going to do this, you're not going to say this to me, you're not going to do this, you know, you're not going to do it, you know, and it ain't all about I want to fight you, it ain't all about I want to take matters in my own hand. No, it's about I know who I am, and I refuse to allow anybody to go and plant seeds inside of me to downgrade what God already built up or try to tear down what the Holy Ghost done built up, because they wasn't there when you done went through blood, sweat, and tears, when you didn't know what to do, how to do, and your lowest point in your life. People wasn't there. You should listen, how dare you gonna allow somebody to come in your life that doesn't pay your bills, don't do nothing for you, y'all about to hear me, doesn't walk with you, don't walk with your Lord, amen, my God Almighty, did not see you through the lowest time of your life, amen, then they come and wrong you and you hold that stuff in your heart. How dare you, amen, you was already blessed when you met the individual or before you met him, you still blessed now. Don't you allow nobody to put stuff inside of you, and I'm gonna put it on you. How dare you to allow somebody to put forgiveness and bitterness and different things in your heart. Sister, brothers, you gotta keep walking, hold your head up, and be that blessed individual that you are. You be that blessed individual that you are. Don't let no one or don't let no situation from this day forth, my God Almighty, to tell you what you not. You gotta walk by faith in my God and not by sight, and tell your situation what you is. Amen. They could say what you're not, but it's up to you to believe what they say. Whose report, as scripture declares it, that you going to believe? And when you walk like this here, this is a covering over your forgiveness. It's a covering, because I'm not going to even allow you to, matter of fact, I'm not even going to allow you to get to the point now. I'm not talking about husband and wife now. That's a whole nother movement. But I'm talking about other things, other people outside of the relationship and all that. Amen. I'm not going to even allow you to get me to the point for I need to ask for forgiveness. You ain't going to even get that close. Y'all hear me up in here. Amen. Don't even allow folks to get that close. In other words, you giving somebody something precious that they have not earned. And you cannot continue to give somebody a piece of you that is very valuable of you that they did not earn. Some of us, we got to put our priorities straight. People borrow money for you. They don't pay back. Well, you should know that from the beginning that they don't pay back. You should never give something that you're going to need. It's best to just say, I don't got it. Why? Because I already needed to pay a bill. Now you trusting on them, my God, to give to you. Scripture declares, you shall be the lender, not the borrower. Now you just reverse what Scripture says about you. Now you become the borrower because you don't lean and wait for them to give it back. Never give something you back. Amen? And some of us, we put ourselves in a place to where we get hurt. Amen? Come on now. You know your cousin ain't pay their bills. They ain't no longer pay their bills. Now they begging for you to put a car in their name. Then they got that repo. Now you mad at them. Come on now. You know we got to understand what we do to get placed in a position to get certain things thrown at us. Some of us, we get it. You know, because you trying to do good or you trying to help somebody, that don't make you their God. So, you know, you can't do God's job for him. You can get burned. Amen? You got to walk with God. And we got to understand that we don't want to get placed in a position to where, my God, we getting the hits. We getting the licks because we placed ourselves in that position. It's not because God put us there. We put ourselves there. Amen? And some things are just obvious. It's obvious. If you know you got a person in your life and they ain't used to having a great relationship with anybody, eventually it probably, unless they had a paradigm shift happen in their life, eventually it's going to rotate to you. Amen? So we got to stop, and some of us need to stop putting the blame on everything else and put the blame on ourselves because we put ourselves there. So in other words, my God, ask for forgiveness for yourself, for the mistakes you made, and move on. Oh, hey, man, I ain't trying to. Let me, about you, Evangelist, let me get out of here. Amen.
Listen, listen, listen. The word of God has been spoken. The Holy Spirit showed up on the scene and showed out again. It's up to you. Every word that has been said, it's up to you. It's up to you to make that conscious decision because we know what the word says. We knows what it said. And Apostle Temple just came in and he just nailed it. So no matter what you may think, no matter what false tales or falsehoods that you have been told in the past, forgiveness, you have to forgive one another in order for God to forgive you, for him to forgive you. So do not let that pass you by. Okay, and tonight, saints, if you have not been joining in with us, I'm cordially inviting you again. I'm inviting you to come in and sit in the presence of the Lord and allow his Holy Ghost to consume you because he, the Holy Ghost, is on fire. The Holy Ghost is on fire. I know we're seeing fire set around the world, but the Holy Ghost is in your presence. The Holy Ghost is within you. The Holy Ghost is in your car. The Holy Ghost is in your house. And I sit and offer you the invitation to come in and be in the presence of the fire because it is there. So come out tonight, 8 p.m. The number is 385-799-9620. Again, 385-799-9620. Set some time. You're not setting time aside for Apostle Temple. You're setting time aside for God because he has some words for you. Just as he gave you some words this morning, by the time he set and put things and do the downloading throughout the day, it's more powerful. Come and get the power. You need the power during this season. The power is what's going to get you through these perilous times. Come and get some of this Holy Ghost power. We love you. We will see you on the line tonight, 8 p.m. We will. 8 p.m. tonight. We love you, but God loves you most. Command your morning. And if you have somebody that you need to ask for forgiveness, do so. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you.